Hi there, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled Authentic and Vulnerable, was written by Po Fung Chia. Hey Po Fung, a church friend texted. For this month's care group meeting, let's get everyone to do what James chapter 5, verse 16 says. Let's create a safe environment of trust and confidentiality so we can share an area of struggle in our life and pray for each other. For a moment, I wasn't sure how to reply. While our small group members have known each other for years, we'd never really openly shared all our hurts and struggles with one another. After all, it's scary to be vulnerable. But the truth is, we're all sinners, and we all struggle. We all need Jesus. Authentic conversations about God's amazing grace and our dependency on Christ have a way of encouraging us to keep trusting in Him. With Jesus, we can stop pretending to have trouble-free lives. So I replied, "Yes, let's do that." Initially, it was awkward. But as one person opened up and shared, another soon followed. Though a few kept silent, there was understanding. No one was pressured. And we ended the time by doing what the second part of James chapter 5, verse 16 says, pray for each other. That day, I experienced the beauty of fellowship with believers in Jesus. Because of our common faith in Christ, we can be vulnerable with each other and depend on Him and others to help us in our weaknesses and struggles. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from James chapter 5, verses 13 through 20. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being, even as we are. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring that person back, remember this. Whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover a multitude of sins. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for placing us in your family so we might find support as we grow to become more and more like Christ. Help us develop open and supportive relationships that are built on trust and love. And may the way we relate to one another be a reflection of our relationship with you. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Tony Collier, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.